Senator Obama will be in Europe tomorrow, starting off in Berlin. Stryker McGuire is a contributing editor for Newsweek magazine in London. Stryker, how much talk is there in Europe about Senator Obama's trip? Is there much expectation?
There's incessant talk, and there are very high expectations. And his slow procession over the last few days really has been quite remarkable. I mean, he's in the news every day, even though he hasn't set foot on the European continent yet.
And what about John McCain? What kind of coverage is he receiving in the UK? Is he being eclipsed by Obama headlines at the moment?
John who? I mean, no, yes, he is. I mean, it's, really to the point where it is kind of, well, it's funny unless you're John McCain, but he's basically disappeared off the map. Now, having said that, actually, John McCain is fairly popular in sort of establishment circles all across Europe. He's quite well liked.
There's kind of an unchallenged notion in the U.S. that John McCain's strongest suit is foreign policy, that experience readies him to be a successful commander-in-chief. Talk a bit more about that and how he's viewed in the U.K. in those terms.
Well, he is seen as somebody with great experience. You know, his great strength, which of course is also Obama's, is that for Europe, he's not George W. Bush. The fact is that either McCain or Obama would, as far as Europeans are concerned, be a great relief to the last 8 years.
Stryker, tell us how the two candidates' positions on Iraq and Afghanistan are portrayed in the UK right now. Does the focus of British interests in Iraq favor either one in terms of coverage and opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's very interesting. You know, the British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, was in Iraq over the weekend and announced that the numbers would come down in Iraq, and at the same time allowing for the possibility that they would go up in Afghanistan. In this country, in the United Kingdom, you clearly have a situation of, you know, the bad war and the good war. And, you know, I don't need to tell you which is considered which. And the fact is that Afghanistan is seen as a worthy cause. And Barack Obama's, you know, treatment of Iraq and Afghanistan has played very much into the British view.
A final kind of protocol question here. How do you think foreign politicians can keep good relations with both candidates if they're seen to be rolling out the red carpet for one of them, which seems to be kind of the order of things for Senator Obama this week?
You know, McCain has been, he's been well received here in Britain, and he's equally well received on other trips to France and to Germany. He's always over here for various kinds of conferences on international affairs. The problem is, of course, that they don't get any coverage. I think that what has happened here in the UK is that the major politicians, particularly the Prime Minister, they're being careful not to lean really, really heavily toward one side or the other.
Stryker McGuire, a contributing editor for Newsweek magazine based in London, greatly appreciate your thoughts indeed. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.